Because it goes back to that topic that I was reading in Voice of America. It's about how kids think about what's in front of them. And they, at least one part of that article was arguing that they don't really yet have the capacity to make the most broadly rational decisions yet.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And especially Japanese kids, the way that they've been raised in their educational culture, their educational environment, and that comes out of the test-taking mentality. Once I realized that, then I realized what was missing. When you tell your students, as I did for the longest time, you know, has anyone got any questions about English? Anytime you can talk to me before, after class, I was doing exactly what you were doing. Never, or very, very rarely, got any kind of real reception to it. I realized it's not because they don't want to. They do, but they just don't see anything in it for them. And they've been raised with that idea that if there's nothing that's going to help me get a better score by asking this question, they don't see the intrinsic value of actually asking the question. So I made it, you know, all of it point-based. You ask me a question, and I'm going to give you points for it. And then even the keeners who really did want to ask a question saw that, okay, and I can do this without any kind of, you know, standing out, without any kind of like looking like a keener. And they started asking a lot more questions in my classes.
Sure, I've tried things like
Oh, and what did it didn't overall it didn't work, you found, or?
No, well, you have the same people raising their hands all the time.
And then what I tell the classes,
Yeah.
see that? He just got an A. And you're not, because for whatever reason, you don't want to raise your hand.
No, well, that or they don't care about getting an A. They
That's
are
just, this is true, actually.
they're satisfied with getting a C grade.
That's right. That's right. That's the other huge difference, is the natural tendency for us as Westerners, as North Americans, to see an A as being of much greater value than a C. And unfortunately, in Japan, that's not really the case, is it?
No. Because it doesn't matter. Your GPA does not matter.
Your GPA, the concept of GPA is not really, it's not really used in this university or in most universities in Japan, is it?
Oh, well, we have the GPA system, but
That's
no
news
one,
to me.
right? No one looks at it.
Right, not hiring universities, nothing.
Right, so if you're getting a job in the US, and you have no job experience, right? So the companies will look at your GPA as something to base their criteria, judgment of you. So, you got a 4.0. Wow, you
Nice.
must be very studious, smart, hard worker,
Time
right?
management skills, blah
Yes.
blah.
I don't think the companies look at the GPA here.
Now, I think if you were to go to most HR departments in Japan, they don't know what a GPA is.
I don't
You
know.
know? You graduated from this prestigious public university. Good enough for us. The fact that you mostly kept your head down on the desk, and even when your eyes were open, you were playing cards with your friends in the back, doesn't matter. Apparently, one of my friends, he said way back in like the early 80s, that was perfectly normal. Kids are playing cards in the back.
Yeah.
And the reason why a lot of teachers are still used to like holding a microphone to give their lectures to like 30 kids is because some classes can get so unruly, you need that microphone so that then at least the kids who are trying to listen could hear over the other voice conversations in the back.
Yeah, I've heard those stories. Thankfully, I've never had a class like that.
And you know, yes, it's not impossible in America, but that's the stuff that like, you know, bad comedy movies about university life are made of, like, you know, Animal House. You don't expect it to actually be the norm. And in Japan, it was the norm, apparently.
Yeah.